Governor Scott Walker said he'd announce his presidential bid after the state budget was passed, and it was earlier this week after lengthy debate. Undoubtedly still tired after a long night, lawmakers convened again less than 12 hours later. They took up a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks. Milwaukee Democrat Mandela Barnes.
Everybody's quiet. We just got done with the budget. Usually when you vote on the budget, you go on recess. But for some reason, we had to come back to debate this.
Governor Walker wasn't there, but his name came up a lot. He was mentioned repeatedly by Democrats as the force behind new abortion restrictions. Representative Todd Onstad of Kenosha.
This is just one more conservative talking point to be used by the governor in his bid for the extreme right wing in the presidential primaries.
Madison Democrat Therese Berceau criticized the governor for backing one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country after softening his tone on abortion during his recall election.
So he was willing to, I'll be polite and say, obfuscate the truth or obfuscate and say that he believed it was a woman's decision to get votes. How crass is that? How crass is that? Now he wants more votes because he's running for president.
Joel Clayfish would have none of it. The Oconomowoc Republican said the abortion legislation has more to do with faith than politics.
And the other side today has accused us of being political. I'll tell you, this isn't political for us. It's personal. Those of us here, many of us do believe God decides when we come into the world and when we leave it.
Some lawmakers got personal during the debate. Marquesan Republican Joan Balwick.
When my son and daughter-in-law called and said, Mom and Dad, guess what? We're pregnant. It's a fetus. No, they said, we're going to have a baby.
But opponents of the bill say it could force women to carry a fetus that's destined to die because of abnormalities. La Crosse Democrat Jill Billings.
This is inserting ourselves into a difficult situation, less than 1% of abortions, where the women's health is in danger, very little possibility of a baby surviving at all. We should not be inserting ourselves in that situation. This is between a mother and her family and her doctor. We need to stay out of this.
Supporters of the bill say politicians have an obligation to get involved. Kewaskum Representative Jesse Kramer said lawmakers needed to stop what he called cruelty.
I implore all of you in this chamber today, if there is any possibility at all that a preborn child can truly feel pain at 5 months, are you willing to take that chance? This is not a red or a blue issue. This is an issue of humanity and morality.
After declaring it wasn't a political issue, Kramer voted for the ban, as did his Republican colleagues. Democrats all voted against it. The debate touched on medicine, faith, and women's rights, but the vote itself fell along party lines. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.